The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven, and he went on to say, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, just as your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all who you gave to him. And this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory I had before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave to me out of the world. They belong to you. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them. And they have accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given to me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. Now I no longer will be in this world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord. We're reading the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is very elusive and it's very complicated. It's the last of the Gospels to be written, and it emphasizes Jesus' divinity. But for the few moments of homily, it's quite difficult to reach into the Gospel of John and to lift out of it a homiletic teaching. So let me look at the Acts of the Apostles, the first reading. Since all this week we're with the Acts of the Apostles, right through Sunday in the Pentecost. The first readings will come from the Acts of the Apostles. This is a narrative, a kind of insight into the early church, up to the year 65 or so, when Paul and Peter both were martyred in Rome. If you go to Rome, many of you have been to Rome, St. Peter's is buried under St. Peter's Basilica, the Vatican. St. Paul outside the walls, is out near Fiumicino. It's a little distance, and that's where Paul is buried. He was decapitated, he was beheaded, but Peter was crucified. But when you look at the Acts of the Apostles and look at the narrative about the early church, it all comes from Luke. Luke is the only Gentile that writes in the New Testament, or in the Bible. He's the only Gentile. He's highly educated, far more educated than the other evangelists. Very clearly, his Greek is very sophisticated Greek. Therefore, he's a scholar. Unlike the others, he's a very educated man. He writes his gospel, which is the longest of the four gospels, even though it's only got 24 chapters and Matthew has 28, in word count, Luke's gospel is longer. And then after he finishes the gospel, he keeps writing and he gives us the Acts of the Apostles. Therefore, Luke, the Gentile, gives us more of the New Testament than any other author. He's highly educated. Now, if you look at St. Paul, when he was imprisoned in Rome in his first imprisonment, he speaks about Luke, my beloved physician, is here with me. The presumption for a long time is that's Luke, the evangelist. But recent scholarship, biblical scholarship, would say no, that's not Luke, the physician. That's, Luke was a common name at that time. The reason, rather interestingly, they say it couldn't be Luke, the evangelist, that St. Paul refers to as a physician, because physicians were not educated people in the time of Jesus. Today, physicians are highly educated, but way back in the time of Jesus, the physician was the one who would cut off your leg if you needed an amputation, but we're not educated. But this Luke person is very educated, so we can't assume that, in fact, he was a physician. He's remarkable in his gospel. Here's the gospel of Mary. He's the only one that tells us about the Annunciation, the only one that tells us about the visitation. He's also a very compassionate gospel. He's the only one that has the Good Samaritan, the only one has the prodigal son. And he's the only one in chapter 23 that tells us about Jesus forgiving the criminal that was crucified with him. Remember that? This day you will be with me in paradise. Only Luke. So Luke is a very kind and gentle gospel. And it comes from this fellow who is the author of more than a quarter of the entire New Testament. So the more we know about Luke and the more we know about the Acts of the Apostles, the smarter we are. And by the way, if you study the Acts of the Apostles, you'll find that the early church, I mean, we're talking about first century church, the second half of the first century, was really not that much different than the church today. There was conflict, there was misunderstanding. Paul had a huge fight with Peter, publicly challenged Peter, the first pope. But later on, he will say, I went up to Jerusalem and I gave him the hand clasp of friendship because I wouldn't break the koinonia. He didn't want to break the community. Therefore, he reconciled with Peter. But you have this human side of the church, and you'll find that over and over again in the very early church of the Acts of the Apostles. A misunderstanding, a different manner of prayer, different thing. Sometimes today we think everybody should be exactly the same. We should be very traditional or we should be not traditional. But that's what the early church was in that way. And the church today is very pluralistic and it's very diverse in many ways. And that seems to be the movement of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, the more we know about the Acts of the Apostles, the more meaning it has. And we'll come to it on Sunday, in the Pentecost Sunday, where the Spirit comes upon the apostles and they begin to preach in a language that everybody understands. We'll deal with that when we come to Pentecost on Sunday. That's all you need to know about Luke and about the Acts of the Apostles, but you'll hear it again tomorrow, and then we'll hear it for the rest of the week, right through Sunday. Next week, we're going to ordinary time, and we'll leave the Acts of the Apostles, and our first readings will be different. Amen. We pause now for a moment of silent prayer.